Sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olomgela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mtaka 18 kuNhlangula 2023 ngokuzidlule. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Why should we announce candidates in the context where we have done fair, literally pursuing our candidates one by one?
Even the Citizens Coalition for Change, Liti, this is our Zulu, let's start to Amakama, Vasanintisa, Kuketo, Olukulu, Olozayo.
Ilangangelethu thina baba ilangangelenu majaka selingobaba ilangangelethu sonke sizaba ngobaba kusasa ilanga le Father's Day asiliyenzeni libe lelanga elilohlonzi
namhla losuku lwabesilisa ole Father's Day sarethulela izemidlalo ezabatsha lezokholo lwesikristu zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa lithi amagama labo abazancintisa kukhetho oluzayo azakwethulelwa uZulu ngolwesithathu. Kubika uTobias Mutsingwa.
Lokhu kukhulunywe ngumkhokheli webandla le-CCC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa eHarare namuhla ngesikhathi exoxisana lentatheli izindaba ngokukhethwa kwabantu abazamela ebandla leli kukhetho olukhulu oluzaqhutshwa mhla ka-23 ngoBakazi. UChamisa uthi ibandla elibusayo lilakho ukudlala ngoZulu kungethulwa amagama abakubandla le-CCC ungakafiki usuku lokuhlelwa kwalabo abazancintisa kukhetho oluzayo.
Why should we announce candidates in the context where we have done fair, literally pursuing our candidates one by one? Why should we give you the final list now so that we advertise targets and victims? We are dealing with ZANU PF and we know how to deal with that.
Ekhuluma le Studio 7 umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-CCC umnumzana Gift Ostalos Siziba uthe ukuphuza ukwethula amagama abantu abazancintisa kukhetho benzela ukuvimba ibandla leZANU PF elilakho ukwenza umathanda ngamagama abazancintisa bemele ibandla leli.
Thina nalabo esiphikisana la kunokurongelana okwenzakalayo. Thina njengenhlanganiso bakhuluma abesilungu bathi once bitten twice shy. Kodwa ngokwamanje asuzesiwafake nibheke kubana abayi 210 bakhona ngobani, kodwa sesilitshelile kubana i-210 izavela ngani.
Kodwa umnumzana Joseph Chuma okudalela Central Committee kubandla leZANU PF uthi i-CCC libandla lamagwala njalo lizanqotshwa okumangalisayo kukhetho oluzayo.
I-TBC isitshengisele sobala vele ukuthi kona libandla eli-destined ukuthi lizadliwa ngoba kuyini abangakwesaba namhlanje. Ama-elections had been happening kusukela ngo-1980 ama-candidates abo ebephuma egcekeni becampaigna kuhle akula muntu obowabulawa obe wadliwa obe waginywa. Behlulekile ukwenza into yabo ngendlela enhle.
Umnumzana Praise Moyo, omunye wabaqhuba uhlelo lwe-consensus candidate selection olwenziwa lebandla le-CCC, uthi njengokubona kwabo benze umsebenzi omuhle njalo baqondile labo ababakhethileyo.
According to esakubonayo on the ground, these candidates are the most prepared. Yibo abantu abafunwa ngabantu ukuthi babamelele representatives for either council, MPs, or other positions.
Unkosikazi Ellen Shiriedenga, omunye wababona ngezokhetho kubandla le-CCC, uthi ibandla lakhe lizanqoba okumangalisayo emaphandleni lonyaka.
Emakhangela njengebandla sibe neprogramu yokuba ngumkhwasi lapha esingene khona ezindaweni lapha zisisemkhuzabela khatshana kungeniwe kakhulu kwasetshenzwa. So sibona ukuthi indaba le yokungena emakhaya isincedile kakhulu njalo khathesi siya confident njengebandla ukuthi sizathola amawodi namakhosi.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda omele iBinga North edalele parliament ekubandla le-CCC.
Ithuthe majority parliament iyakwanisa ukutholakala indlela esisebenze ngayo nendlela esikhangela ngayo ama-constituencies wokulami njani ngibona ngani sizathatha u-president siphinde sithathe ne-parliament.
Kodwa ingcwethi ecubungule ezombusazwe umnumzana Elton Ziki uthi bayazikhulumela nje abakubandla le-CCC ngokunqoba kukhetho oluzayo.
Izinto ze-CCC azimanga kuhle ngoba isikhathi abasithethe sona ukuthi bephume namacandidates azamela izigaba ema-council ama-MP bayenzeni. abantu ngiyabona ukuthi igathese bebonile ukuthi iTCC ayiyandawo eyakhona yona.
Idale le nomination court lizabhalisa abafuna ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalolunyaka ngolwesithathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 iHarare, ngimuTobias Mutsingwa.
Bakala abantu eZimbabwe ngokutshona omfelokazi uZododa Bengwa obhubhe ngolwesihlanu. Ibandla lezaphulithi litshiywe ngumuntu obesaziwa kakhulu ngokusekela umunye uDumiso Dabengwa owake wakhokhela ibandla leli. Sibhubhe ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Strike Mkandla owake wasebenza lo munye uDabengwa owayechithiswa ngasese umkakhe.
Sizile ngokubhubha kukamakhumalo umsisigabeni. Kodwa ngalaphambili sakhalela imoli ezingakathuthi lutho ngoba sizasizeintelavili lapha khathesi akuzange kube nethuba lokuthi amaphepha akhanise ukuthi azobeka lapha ekhaya sisuka khona lendlu.
Ye, kuyini ongasitshela khona ngomama unkosikazi Dabengwa?
Kuyenangeli phakathi kwepolitiki kuma-structure sithi thina kubengekho kubengalasikhundla epatini kodwa umuntu wesenza okuningi ngemuva kuncedisa iDabengwa.
Lo ngumnumzana Strike Mkandla owakwasebenza lo muyi uDumiso Dabengwa bekhuluma ngesililo somfelokazi uZodwa Dabengwa ekobulawayo. Namhla losuku olukhathekileyo olwabesilisa olwe-Father's Day akasizwa abanye abantu bekhuluma ngosuku lolu. Imbongi ezilodumo Obert Dube lomoyokside yibo abaqale besiziba.
Ilanga ngelethu thino baba, ilanga ngelenu majaka selingobaba, ilanga ngelethu sonke sizaba ngobaba kusasa. Ilanga le Father's Day kasiliyenzeni libe lelanga elilohlonzi, sibe ngamadoda uqobo, sinanze omama, sinazi izingane, sinazi imigeni yethu. Ilanga elihle kakhulu yini lonke bobaba.
Ukuba ngubaba akusiyonto encane.
Ungababi, uba ngubaba oqotho.
Uba ngubaba oyisibusiso abantu abaziqhenya ngaye.
Ube ngubaba ongumalume ongalumiyo.
Nanzo ke
ingqobe zikhonapha.
Ukhethwe bebe ngikhuluma ngiseGaborone Botswana. I-Father's Day lilanga oluqakatheke kakhulu ngoba kulapho esinanzelela khona obaba. Obaba isikhathi esiningi ngabantu abokuthi njengama-providers kuma-families. Sonke sikhanyelela kibo ukuthi besivikele, besinakekele, besenzele konke nje. Whether bakwenza kumbe bakwenzi. So izikhathi eziningi umuntu ongubaba uhlezi nje ekhathazekile ukuthi i-family inga-right na kumbe injani. So isikhathi esiningi sibalokugcina izidingo kumbe ezabo izinswelo bezifake eceleni ngenxa yezimuli, unkosikazi nabantwana nje lokunye okuningi. So usuku lolu luqakathekile ngoba yilona usuku lapho esizikhohlwa thina sikhumbule obaba bethu. So lami ngithi Happy Father's Day especially to my father uShadrack Maziwa Bebe ungikhulisile, and ngithi Happy Father's Day to obaba bonke abakhona labangasekhoyo. Ngithi lilale ngokuthula.
Salibonani balaleli labasakazi Studio 7 okhulumayo ngoSindi kaIgobi from Gwanda kwamanje, kodwa ngikhuluma ngilapha kwelase-South Africa. Sijabulele i-Father's Day. Hayi ke mina njengobaba wemuli okwanamhlanje angibe le nhlanhla i-Father's Day benhle kimi ngokuba nginxuswe ngomakhelwane abase-South Africa lapha banginxusa ukuthi hoza baba njengoba la ngubaba. Besenza umcimbi wesintu, besenza lokho okuthiwa umbuyiso. So ngishuthi hayi obaba labo mama sijabuleni ke ngalo le i-Father's Day.
Igama lami ngu-Blessed Mlilo wasenyamendlovu village 3. Ngithi Happy Father's Day kubabami uPilot Mlilo ku-village 3 Akitan Cruise kusobhuku Amos Ndlovu. Naye ngithi usobhuku ngithi Happy Father's Day. Nkulunkulu abagcine kungayisibo obaba bethu besingeke senze lutho ngaphandle kwabo. Sengibafisela okuhle kodwa nje empilweni yabo.
Siyalibonani lonke bobaba. Sithi Happy Father's Day today ilanga labobaba. Ngithi Happy Father's Day kubaba wami uGumbo ePlumtree useMarula. Bese ngithi Happy Father's Day kumzala wami uNdaniso kusekhaya enyabane bese ngithi happy Father's Day kubaba wabantwana bami ngilaye lapha uyasmayila ungwenya tshela ngiyabonga ibelela ngelihle bobaba
lo nkosikazi Phakiwe Tholakele Sibanda laba abanye libazuleyo ke ngabalandeli be-Studio 7 akade bekhuluma ngosuku lwe-Father's Day. Sihongeni kusigaba esilandelayo sike sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Yoweri Museveni wakule Uganda usenike ibutho lakulelo lizwe amandla amakhulu okulwisana namacatsha awe-Allied Democratic Forces. Abulele abantwana besikolo ngolwesihlanu abangamathumi phose amane 37 eLobirira Secondary School athumba abayisithupha. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba umkhokheli wakwele Russia uMnumzana Vladimir Putin walile ukwamukela okucelwa yinkokheli yezwekazi le-Africa ekhulumisane laye elizweni lakhe ngokubeka phansi isikhali kulandela ukuhlasela kwelizwe lakhe kwele Ukraine. Inkokheli yezwekazi le-Africa egoqela umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa ibicela ukuba uPutin amukele ukuthi ele Ukraine lilizwe elizimeleyo athi ingxenye yakwele Russia. Sokwisikhathi sezamasiko. Kusigaba samasiko namhlanje sisetsholotho lapho sixoxa khona lo mnumzana Jeffrey Holiday Thuma. Ye uGolide ke incwadi kwezamasiko esintu kulezinsuku kulani nxa kunje egangeni la
lo mviyo okusiwomile nje kodwa kuthi hayi usadobheka ile msosobiyani kuyadobheka siphinde sibe lalokho okuthiwa yimpumpulwane kodwa amathemiswane eselanda nje ukuthi lawo nje esikhathini sakhona kodwa hhayi akavuthwa kuhle lakho ngokunye okukhona bethina lapho esingcelelane logwayi imfula kulento okuthiwa yizatyabayi abanye bakho bizakethi ngamafili hhayi lakho sokukhona sibe sokuchaza nje ukuvuthwa ngethiwani lokufula kodwa into ezithandwa kakhulu ezimpunzi nezani ungabona nje impunzi iyagephagepha mbijana la ugepha kakhulu khonapho uzazithola izatyabayi.
Ye ukudla lokho okwesintwini kuyanceda kanganani?
Unceda sibili kakhulu ngoba abadala ubona babekusebenzisa ikakhulu into njengabomviyo labompumpulwane labemsosobiyane babephumula into eneliyani esikhona sebantwini okuthiwa umkhuhlane wethukela ngoba abantu ithukela babengayidli kakhulu ithuka sasiyithelela khonaphana kuzenezo zinto ompumpulwane omsosobiyane ngoba umpumpulwane isikhathi indawo ekunxa udala vele bekufana ukuyitiye kuthathwa njengozintanganyana nje kubhoyilizwe ngeziko sinike inkovulana sinathi yikho nje kwakukuhle ngalokhu kwakuqeda futhi le nto lesezama-PP i-DP kungathi njengabantu abale-DP njengabantu nje bayathanda ukuthiuzenziyithile zona ezezeganga impilo yakhe ngaba ngcono kakhulu kunalokhu ababenzayo kwamaphilisi.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ukuthi isikhathi iso silomhawu Golide akubatshela abantu sibili ngakhonokho ukudla kwesintu ukuthi pho njengoba bengasakutholi behlala emadolobheni bayakuthola.
Ya ukudla kwesintu sibili kuyakhasini nomuntu ehlala edorobheni kayibo bonke kodwa abantu abasemadorobheni ungazi losedorobheni sibili uba nayo imuli esekhaya kubihlobo zakho esekhaya abazami ukuthi baphathele into ezikazenezo omviyo wona bana umpumpulwani umsosobiyani lapho nje kwenze khona kuyanjeobantwana nje kulethukela beme kakhulu ukudla into edlethukela eningi bonani impilo yabo ingabenza ukuthi bephile ngcono ngathi abantu abaningi vele sekele mkhuhlane vele yayivele ingajayelekanga vele ebantwini besintwini but ijayeleke emakhiweni so yikho nje bathela khona ukuthi akula muntu ongelasisihlobo sakhe esikhona emaphandleni lapho.
Ye lo-ke ngubaba uJeffrey uGolide uThuma khona ngale-ke etholojo siyabonga kakhulu ke ungathini lokusasa baba Golide.
Ubonga mina Mkhembo Themba.
Sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silo ntungameni Gomo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngwentungami lenkomo. Lamhlanje ngilomfundisi useni Sibanda. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Ngiyabingela abalaleli namhlanje kusishwa. Ngiyakhola libe leviki enhle.
Usiphatheleni namhlanje.
Ngifuna sikhangele kumaHebheru chapter ka 6 iverse ka 11 kusiya ku 15 ibali sithi sifisa ukuba yilola lo wenu akubonakalise lokhu kukhuthala lize liphelele ithemba lenu ekupheleni ukuze lingabe ngabavilaphaya kodwa libalingise labo abathi ngokukholwa langokubekezela badla ilifa lesithembiso. Into eqakathekileyo engifuna sikhulume ngayo namhlanje lithemba. Kambe abantu abaningi bayaphambanisa ukuba lethemba lokuba lesifiso. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi sifunda ngokuthi kulesifiso zika-amikela. Ngakho-ke nxa sikhuluma ngethemba akumelanga sikhulume ngezifiso, kumele sikuqathanise sikwehlukanise. Ithemba engikhuluma ngalo lithemba eligxile kuNkulunkulu. Siyabona lapho uPawulu wayekhuluma kumaHebheru, bekhuluma lamaJuda ababesuke bebaleka bebalekela ukukhathazwa ababekwenza nxa ukukholwa kuJesu. Kwakulula ukuba umuntu eseyedwa engale, babemelela ukuthi umbuso kaNkulunkulu bekhona, babelethemba ukuba uJesu nxa ebuya uzokuthatha yonke into atshintshe umbuso kaNkulunkulu bekhona. Kodwa babona uJesu sefile, babona uJesu sevukile njalo kwabafileyo, kodwa wasehamba wabatshiya. Ngakho kwakulula ukuthi abantu balahlekelwe lithemba. Kunjalo lakithi kathesi, sokule minyaka engu-2000 edlulayo uJesu wabakhona lapha emhlabeni. Nxa sitshumayela leli vangeli, kulula ukuthi abantu balahlekelwe lithemba ngenxa yokuthi lapha emhlabeni bathenjiswa izinto eziningi ezigcina zingaphumeleli. Bathenjiswa ngababusayo kumbe bathenjiswa ngalabo ababambe ezepolitika ukuba kuzayenzakala lo nyaka, ungamvotela ngizayenza lokhu lalokhuyana, ngizayenza lokhu lalokhuyana. Bangene belethemba, kodwa lokhu ayisikho themba, izifiso, ngoba umuntu lo asikwazi thula amandla okwenza into leyo abe ayithembisile. Kodwa nxa sithemba uNkulunkulu siyabe sikwazi ukuba sigxile edwaleni elinganyikinyekiyo. UNkulunkulu uthi yena nxa ekhuluma labantwana baka-Israyeli uthi yena kalasithunzi esiphendukayo, njalo kasomuntu onjengomuntu othi mina laphana bengudlalisa kumbe bengizisomela. Into uNkulunkulu abeyithembisile uyayigcwalisa. Sibone umzekeliso onikwayo lapha ngumlobi wamaHebheru ukuthi u-Abraham ngenxa yokuthi wathemba uNkulunkulu wagcina sokugcwalisekile ithemba lakhe. Njalo-ke nxa sibala kumaHebheru chapter ka 11 iyakhuluma ngalabo ababethemba uNkulunkulu phakathi kwesikhathi sokuthi balilahle lelo themba. Ngakho ngiyakwazi ukuthi namhlanje nxa ngikhuluma labantu abathenjiswa izinto eziningi ngabantu balapha emhlabeni, wasulahla-ke ithemba kulabantu abathenjiswa ukuthi ngizakuthatha engxenye uthusa ukuthi uyabona, hawu, umuntu lo wakuthembisayo nawe ngiyani usethathile ngalo. Udabuka inhliziyo, ulahle ithemba. Kulabanye njalo abathenjiswa izinto eziningi, amantombazane agcine umuntu esezithwele ngoba ethenjiswa izinto eziningi ezingamanga. Ikanti into esiyithenjiswa nguNkulunkulu uyayiphumelelisa, njalo uyayiphelelisa, njalo uyayiphutsha. Ngakho-ke namhlanje ngifunda nxa sikhuluma ngethemba lele engubalileyo, faka ithemba lakho kuNkulunkulu, ungalifaki emuntwini.
Kuyiphethe mfundisi.
Asithandazenini. Baba, ngegama likaJesu ngiyathandazela abalaleli, wonke umuntu olaleleyo, ukuba laba sebalahle ithemba, laba bezwa ubuhlungu ngenxa yokuba izinto azibahambeli kuhle, baqilwa kumbe umuntu wathembiswa wabaleka, ngiyathandaza ukuba uNkulunkulu wami bathobe izinhliziyo, kodwa batshengisele ukuba wena uyinkosi ethembekileyo. Siyathandaza ngegama likaJesu. Amen. Inkosi libusise balaleli, sihlangane ngeviki elizayo.
Lolo bekulohlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi uSenisifanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungamile Nkungo.
Sike singene kwezabatsha, sibonge lo Ntungamile Nkungo khonapho. Kwezabatsha namhlanje sikhuluma lo Brian Barak Ncube, ngira kubanja lezaphu. Ncube, kunjani ntakaba?
Ngiyaphila, baba, linjani?
Asibile kakhulu kuzaphwenza nje.
Deputy National Spokesperson.
Yebo, wena usise mutsha asibile kakhulu. Kuyini okwakwenziwa ngene esikhundleni siwakhethwa kumbe bapho kuphosela?
Ngakhethwa. It was a presidential appointment because ngangeke ngaserve as National Youth Chairperson for 3 years.
Kunjani ukuthi umuntu omutsha onjengawe engene kwezombusazwe?
Kuba lobunzima sibili obukhulu sesikhangela ukuthi eZimbabwe ezepolitics zikhangelelwe ebantwini abadala kakhulu ngoba intsha ikakhulu ayinamsebenzi, so uyabungela ama resources. Ipolitics ngakhulu ifuna umuntu oyabe elama resources, so abantu abasha bayesabele emuva njalo okunye kwenza bengabuyi. Issue ye intimidation ababeyithola from the states, especially nxa opposition ukuphikisana nebandla elibusayo akubi lula sibili.
Ye, nxa kungela khonokho okulenza ukuthi lizame ukuthi lingene kwezombusazwe, pho manje abatsha baphelela ngaphi?
Yikho thina sikhona sisacrifice ukuthi sitshengise inintsho ukuthi it's possible ukuthi bangene kupolitics. Siba-encourage bangene babuye babe ngama-decision makers, babe ngama-policy makers, because asipose siyekele ikusasa yethu isezandleni zabanye abantu njengabantu abatsha. So kuzamele sibuye noma kunzima kunjani. Sesikhangela ukuthi abadala lapho abakhona labo bafika ngokulwa belwela inkululeko yeZimbabwe, sengathi kuzamele silwe kodwa silwe impi ehlukene leyalwa ngabadala.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Phosela ukugcina Mfokancube.
Engingakutsho ukukhuthaza abantu abatsha ukuthi bangene balungisele ikusasa labo, ngoba ipolitics yizo ezikontrola yonke into elizweni. Singakhangela i-economy konke kuya kupolitics. So abantu abangene babe namandla ngekusasa labo.
Ye, sabuzwa ke lokukhuluma ke nguBrian Mfokancube obandla lezaphu. Sibonga kakhulu ukungadinga kusasa Mfokancube.
Ngiyabonga.
Yele History 7 esakaze eZimbabwe sizosiphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Wezemidlalo, iqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni kakhilikithi linqobe eleNepal ngama-wickets ayi-9-2 emdlalweni walo wokuqala omncintiswano we-ICC Cricket World Cup qualifier oqale namhla eHarare. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
UNdlovu uqale ukuqeqetha ngemva kokuba esethethe umhlalaphansi ekudlaleni ngomnyaka ka-2011.
Nxa ngathi ngaqalisa kuma-juniors enduba primary school, lapha sathatha khona i-under 14 ingwe tournament. Then ngase ngisiya kubulawa Chiefs, ngasuka kubulawa Chiefs ngaba le mhlanhla. Umnyaka wokuqala ngikubulawa Chiefs, sathatha i-championship Division 1. I-team yangena ku-Premier League, of course, bayisadlalayo. Then from there ubaba uSibanda, ulove uSibanda, wase ngikhuthaza ukuthi ngiqalise ama-juniors kubulawa Chiefs. So ngase ngiqalisa nge-under 14. So kahle kahle ku-Junior League kumbe youth development iyakhotshwa kakhulu. Kumele ukhotshe ufundise umfana, ngoba umfana ufika engakwanisi ukumisa ibhola. Then kumele umfundise i-technique, kumele umfundise nama-tactics. So ekukhotsheni especially laba abancane, hayi kunzima. Sifuna i-commitment, sifuna uzimisele kakhulu uma ukhotsha abafana abancane.
UNdlovu waziwa kakhulu ngokuthi ngu-Anze uqeqetsha iqembu labasakhulayo leBulawayo Chiefs, lona elikhankasa kusigaba seZimbabwe Football Association Bulawayo Province Division 2. Kulelo qembu kule ndodana yakhe u-Anzlom Junior layo odlala imvimbi esandleni sokudla njenguyise kudala kwakhe.
Ya, ukudlala uRedi Kaya mdlala kuyangimotivate la. Kungizwa ukuthi lami ngizala iposition yedlala umdlala.
UNdlovu omdala udlalele iqembu leHighlanders okwesikhathi eside njalo beyingxenye yeqembu elicine ukuphakamisa isicoco seligi ngo-2006.
Ukudlala qala ngaqalisa kuZimbabwe Saints, lapho kwakukhotshwa khona uNkoma Juju. Ngadlala 1 year kuZimbabwe Saints at under 13, and then ngasuka ngakwa-Highlanders ngadlala under 15, under 17, under 19, then ngadlala kureserve side. Then from there ngathathwa iChapungu ngo-year 2000, ngadlala kuChapungu 1 year ngangulone, and then iHighlanders yambiza back 2001, then ngadlala up to 2008. So kuplay ngikereyami kwa-Highlanders khona phana kulama-championships angu-4 kontenisuka ngoba ile ndaba ngihamba eBotswana Traffic Sporting Club ngadlala 2 years after 2010 then after ngivele eBotswana then ngabuya ngadlala kuphela Ton 2010 to 2011 then from there ngase ngayekela ibhora ngangena kucoaching
yake neNdlovu bekumsekeli kaGen Sau ngesikhathi iqembu lebolayo Chiefs lamajaha asakholayo liphakamisa isicoco kusigaba sebolayo Province Division 3 okuyikho okwenze ukuba likhuphuke liyedlala kusigaba sika Division 2 lonyaka ngiyimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Ye lapho ke sizwe uJoseph Njanji xoxa lo Anselm Ndlovu wayengumvimbi yamaqembu abalisayele Highlanders leChapungu kanye leKwelaton. Siyaxoxa ngokuthi besiphezi siyalethela ikhilikithi. Ulanilizwe ke ikhilikithi kola manje.
Iqembu lezimbabwe likhethe ukuba yilene phali kube yilo liqala ukutshaya ibhola njalo iqembu lezivakatshi libuthelela amaranza ngamakhulu amabili lamachumi ayithoba minemunye 290 lilahlekelwe ngabadlali abayithoba minembili kuthe lezimbabwe seliphendula lifikise lelo nani lilahlekelwe ngabadlali ababili kuphela njalo lisalelwe ngamabhola ngamachumi amathathu lanhlanu ukuba liqede ama-overs angamachumi amahlanu. Ukapteni weqembu lezimbabwe uCraig Ivan kanye loSean Williams badlale indima enkulu ekunqobeni kweqembu lezimbabwe njengoba betshaye amaranza edlula ikhulu umdlali ngamunye ekuphoseni ibhola uRichard Ngaraba nguye okhuphe abadlali abaningi abeNepal njengoba ethethe ama-wickets amane. Komunye umdlali wesibala sikagroup A iqembu le-West Indies linqobe le-United States of America ngamaranza ngamachumi amathathu lathoba mnomunye 39. Kusasa ngomvulo wemidlalo wesibala sikagroup B izadlala ngokulandelayo. Iqembu le-Sri Lanka lizadibana lele-United Arab Emirates kuthi ele-Ireland lizanqikelana lele-Oman. Yomibili limidlalo izaqhutshelwa edolobheni lakobulawayo. Ngimele-Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Njanji, sike sizwe zomculo.
Woza moya oyitele.
Woza moya.
Woza moya oyitele.
Salibonani bantu bakithi, obingelelayo nguJoel Mdolomba Mbambo, ngizalwa kwaNkosikazi eMbembezi ngaphansi kweBubi District. UJoel Mbambo ngumculi wezokholo gospel. Ngihamba neqembu elibizwa ngokuthi Izimvu Ezimhlophe. Lona esilisungule 2019 isungulwa yimi uJoel Mbambo nabanye abafowethu ebesikhonza sonke. Ngo-2019 lo salisungula khona iqembu senze i-album yethu yokuqala ebizwa ngokuthi iSodoma. Kwathi ngo-2020 senza i-album yethu lesibili elalibizwa ngokuthi eGolgotha.
Woza moya oyitele.
Woza
moya oyitele.
Nkosi
yethu
sikelela.
Sikelela
izwe
lethu
lase
Afrika.
Woza
moya
oyitele.
2021 ngenxa ye-COVID sehluleka ukukhipha i-album lethu lesithathu lona esilikhiphe ngo-2022 esemabili elithi Ukholo Lwami lelinye elithi Woza Moya. Okwamanje Izimvu Ezimhlophe zinama-album amane 4 aseqhube kakhulu impela ngoba zona ziyatholakala futhi kuma-digital stores wonke esingathi kubo MySpace, kubo YouTube, kubo Facebook, kubo Spotify, yonke nje indawo ku-digital stores ziyatholakala izingoma zethu. Ufika khona uthi Izimvu Ezimhlophe noma uthi Joel Nezimvu Ezimhlophe kuzovela izingoma zethu lapho. Oyabefisa ukuxhumana nathi angasithola kunamba ezithi 079, ikhodi ngu-0027, 079-704-6757. Ngiyabonga kakhulu owenu uJoel Mbambo.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke ngamajaha ekhaya lawa ke bacula kunye okumangalisayo. singakagqiba uhlelo lwamhlanje ukuthi sikhangele besilazo. Ibandla le-CCC lithi liza kuthulela uZulu ngolwesithathu amagama abazancintisa kukhetho olukhulu oluzayo. Namhla bekulusuku lwe-Father's Day, abantu abaningi besithi kumele kuqakathekise obaba. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwamhlanje oluvalisayo ngumthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale.